Blog Talk Radio.
Let me make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world, whether we want to be or not. And therefore, we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we cannot shirk our responsibility as a leader of the free world because we're the only one that can do it.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here from Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be live in about 3.5 minutes. I have about 7 calls here to connect. So if you have somebody you want to share here tonight, phone number 657-383-0616. We will be live. I don't screen callers. They're uncensored except for private callers. So please, no private callers tonight if you can help it. If not, message me, and I'll get you on without screening or censorship if that's possible. We'll be live here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Thank you.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. The consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision the UN standard.
I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson Podcast in Greensboro, North Carolina. The phone number is 657-383-0616. Don't have any real scheduled guests here tonight. I don't know if my co-host is joining me here tonight. Let's see if I can connect him. Maybe he is there. I'm not sure, but hopefully.
I'm on right now, Joe.
All right. Good, good, good. All right. Hopefully, Adam also will be joining us tonight. The one that sent me a message. I think he did want to speak here tonight. So we're just going to have a discussion here tonight and have a talk and see what happens with the show. And we want to talk about what's going on around the country, of course, the status of our republic, talk about exactly what is happening in our republic today, what is fact, what is not fact, and what is opinion, and what those opinions may be doing to our society as a whole. Can we believe what's really being broadcast on the actors' part of the side of the story, whether through the television, through the corporate news media? Because, you know, as still to this day, I have not met anyone who has died or has gotten sick from this flu virus. Today in North Carolina, the governor, against the will of the people, extended this lockdown thing to May 9th and basically looked like a puppet up there on in front of the microphone, just and he took questions from a select few that, of course, I'm sure was programmed into their little skit there on corporate news stations here in North Carolina, that they're going to extend this this lockdown, and, you know, we all have to stay at home, and, you know, we're all scared of this bad cold that you may get, and, you know, if you catch it, you're going to die, and this and that. And I don't know. I have never met anyone, like I said, we have to go back to this, Chad. Let's go back to this hospital ship that was off the coast of New York Harbor there, you know, that hospital ship, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Comfort.
Yeah, and the thing is, they had this hospital ship there, and it was supposed to be filled up with all these people that were either going to get sick from the flu, or they were going to, or they were rescuing these underground cave people that were, you know, these mysterious people that have been living underground all these years that were part of the sex traffic. They were secret, I guess, partners of these billionaires or something. I don't know. They were just these people that were kidnapped, human trafficking. We know the cartels do that on the border and stuff like that, but that's all public knowledge. We know that. And now we know, I got information last night saying they got it wrong. That wasn't it. That's not what it really was. It was really the China had this one or two baby law, and all the people that had children, they would hide them in these underground tunnels and stuff, and they would escape from China and whatnot. And it was just this big swash of a story where they say that's where these children, that's who the military was rescuing, that's what was going on, that's where all these, that's why this was happening. And but the stories just don't check out. Everything just doesn't check out to what really happened and what's really going on. And you know what? None of these roads ever lead back to Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation. When simple idiots like myself and other people out there can look up on the internet and see that Bill Gates has a lot to do with this, you know, but you don't hear no talk about that in the corporate news media. You don't hear any talk about that whatsoever. And if anyone has any information out there, I know there were several people that wanted to come on to the show and we got cut off. They always wait to the end of the show to try to get on here. And the last show that we did was, I think it was Tuesday night, where I was podcasting simultaneously with the Republic 101 and the For the People Radio.com out of New York. And we did a simulcast that night. And right at the end, everybody bombarded me and wanted to get on here. And a lot of them were good callers at the end. Because, you know, we get the crank callers in the mix of everything, and it wastes a lot of time, and they do that on purpose. But the people at the end there had a lot of great intel and information they wanted to share, and hopefully they'll join us tonight. I don't know. I kind of programmed the show a little bit late. Again, folks, the phone number is 657-383-0616. If you're listening via the internet, I know I've got a bunch of people listening via the internet. Press number one. I will not censor your call. Okay, I will not screen you, but if you talk stupid or say anything out of the way or that's ignorant in any type, way, fashion, or form, I will then hang up on you, and then you'll have to spoof your number and try calling in again, which I'm sure you will do. However, all right, let's go to our first caller here. Let's go to area code 203. Go ahead, you're first. Unmuted.
I'm first. Of course I'm first. I don't know why I want to share here. Hopefully you get callers that are interested, but normally the callers in the chat room aren't even worth talking to. So Do I have any more information? What are you talking about, this virus situation?
Well, no. Do I want information? Yes. Do I have any more information? No. I was talking about the tunnels and everything and what I posted and what a lot of people were talking about and stuff like that. I don't have any other information so far about that. But
okay.
Do I want information? Sure.
So you know about the meeting they had in the Pentagon in 2005?
No. Why don't you go ahead and disclose that, please?
Okay, well, there was a special, without going into too much detail, there was a meeting in the Pentagon in 2005 regarding the creation of a virus that would affect your chromosomes and everything, and then affect your thinking, and that's about as far as I want to go with that. And then, of course, you know, in 2008, Mr. Gates got the patent on the virus, and coming up to 2008 until the present time, you know that all creating viruses and everything takes time, and what you're getting out of China is probably only 1/40th of the truth. And going back to the 20th of April this year, was just a few days ago, they basically admitted that there is a vaccine for this. Now, if there is a vaccine,
now who's they? Who's they? Who's they? Who's they? Real quick, if you don't mind me asking. Who's
well,
they?
if you go in and replay the briefing in the White House before anyone got on stage, you'll hear them talk about it when the cameras and microphones were supposed to have been off. So if they say that they've been vaccinated against this already, and the vaccines supposedly take 18 months to produce. It sort of falls in line with everything with what I previously said. And if that be the case, then the virus is real. The epidemic is real. But it has been planned. It is the mark of the beast. They are trying to get society as a whole. And if you notice that none of them wore masks, until there was a great, not a day uprising, but a great uprising about them not wearing masks. They're still not wearing masks on TV or in the briefings or anything else. Because maybe they have been vaccinated against it. Who knows? So I'm just laying some information out there from what I've come across in the past week or so.
All right.
Would you like a link?
That's interesting. Yeah, you can post a link in the chat room or send it to me on Facebook.
No, no, no. I
don't want
to post a link in the chat room because I don't care what these other people want to hear, because all they want to do is talk about homosexual activities and swear and everything like this. They're not worth talking to.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. I don't even know why I have a chat room, to be honest with you. It's just a waste of time. I mean, if you're not going to call in live and make your voice, I just do the chat room on the internet, you know? I mean,
everything that I just recited may or may not be true. From what I've gathered and everything, the information that I've gathered on it, it appears to be legitimate and true and everything. And you know what? You got to take it for what it's worth, and you got to do your own research. I don't have to research on being a homosexual or talking about your wife or girlfriend or anything like that, like they do, because that's
absolutely
just nonsense.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. You're absolutely right, and that's what they do. But they just don't understand what they do. We do have another caller here. We'll see what that brings upon us. Hopefully, like I said, I don't screen the callers. Press the number one, and we'll go right down the line here, okay? Just press one, and we'll get you on your
live. I got
live.
One other comment to make on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got one
go
other
ahead.
Comment. Okay. Well, in November, the CDC were soliciting for quarantine officers for all the states that have the major outbreaks in early November. So tell me that why that's true, or what that brings to mind. Go ahead.
Well, that's interesting. Hopefully we can talk about that later.
Absolutely.
On the show if people want to look it up. Yeah, very interesting. Go ahead, 432. 432. 432, go ahead. Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, 432.
Hello there, Joe. This is Clay. How you doing
yes,
there, sir?
All right, is this the real Clay? Okay, if you're Clay, go ahead.
Yes, this is the real Clay. This is a real free American. I was hearing from my intel that the ships were actually getting the human trafficking of the women and children in there, and they were saving them, and Trump gave the go-ahead to the military to go after the cartels.
Okay. Now, that is true.
Behind the scenes.
We're hearing a lot of that. You're right. We're hearing a lot of that. Now, okay, have we actually had any confirmed sources, okay? Can anybody actually confirm that?
Yeah, they're not really, but I believe Trump is doing that, and some people that hang around with Trump, I know, and so I believe their word, because when they give their word is bond.
All right. Well, they gave the word to go after the drug traffickers. Yeah, he did give a press conference about 10 days ago where he did give the green light to go after the drug traffickers and whatnot. Yeah, well, we got that. But what does it, can anyone
and,
out there confirm that this
and,
this Maduro and Venezuela, this Venezuelan government has collapsed? I remember seeing that on the internet too, where they stated that the Venezuelan leader there has been now seized. There's a deal that's been made where there's going to be a transition of power. And I saw those videos out there on the internet too. Are those true?
Right.
Can anyone confirm that?
Now, the mark of the beast, the chip, there's some type of DNA in there that's going to change your DNA. I don't know what it is. From what I hear, it's going to actually change your whole system. So it's going to kill you just like cancer.
Okay, well, the Bible talks about that a lot, actually, where you're going to get sores on your skin and whatnot. And, it talks about that in the book of Revelation. Is it the mark of the beast?
Yes,
well, that kind of throws out the rapture theory. I mean, well, that means the rapture. Well, I talked to a lot of pastors, and pastors told me.
But baloney. The rapture.
All right, well, anyway, that's fine, but hang on. I did talk to a lot of pastors, and they said if we're not out of here in June of this year, end of May this year, then we would be out of here the following year. And a lot of pastors have never done that before. They put, like, a season on the rapture. Nobody can put a day on it, but no pastors, and I'm telling you right now.
The Lord
I spoke
comes
to Dr. Vince Massa.
Tribulation.
All right. Well, anyway, listen, I spoke to Dr. Vince Massa from Stamford, Connecticut, and a lot of accredited pastors out there that are doing this now. They're putting actual time frames on the rapture. They've never done this in the past. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. So
yes, I know.
Are we going to be out of here?
Jerry, I understand. I just don't believe
all right,
in
very good.
I believe the Bible.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's good, Mr. Clay, and I appreciate the phone call here tonight. I really do. And just if you don't mind,
yes,
mute
sir.
Yourself. I do have a bunch of other callers I got to get to. And you can
I
jump back in.
Myself.
Just be respectful. All right. Thank you. All right. 320. Go ahead. Area code 320.
He can spend it wherever he chooses.
Okay. All right. There we go. That's a crank call, obviously. 320. And they're spoofing someone, obviously, from the show. They're already starting, wasting our time. Chad, before we take any more callers here, you got anything you want to add? Because I kind of interrupted you there. I apologize. Got anything you want to add here?
I was just going to agree with him, and what he was saying, the stuff we're hearing, but what we really need is we need hardcore evidence that this is really happening. Yeah, this stuff circulates around the internet. A lot of people see it all, but really, at the end of the day, if there was really something there, do you think the mainstream media itself would have already picked up on it, heard something?
Well, if they
didn't,
that,
I agree, but yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
If they did pick up anything, do you actually think they tell you?
Yeah. Well, that is true. They kind of lie.
You can go to the CDC's website right now and look at the ad I was talking about in November 15th of this year, looking for quarantine managers for all the major cities where the outbreaks took place. The information information I quoted before is also available, right from the president's briefing room.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. But why would the CDC then in November be putting this information out there? I mean, about this, because in November, if I remember correctly, we were all talking about the football games on Thanksgiving and not talking about any flu virus. It wasn't until alternative media, I think it was around Christmas time, started talking about this flu virus.
You're all being played. Your government is playing you. Whether Trump's in on it or not, I don't know, but they've been doing it since 2005. I sent you a link on Facebook. You can read the articles.
Okay. All right. Okay. Chad, I'm going to take another caller, 978. Let's see what we get here. Everybody's live here. Just try to use your time wisely. Go ahead, 978.
Hey, Joe. It's Jesco.
Yes, Jessica.
Hey,
Jessica. How you doing tonight?
What's up, fellas? I just want to okay, first of all, I don't think you're talking about the Bible and everything. Pre-trib rapture, there's no basis in Scripture for it. And another thing is, doesn't Jesus himself say something about the man that predicts the hour and time and day is a false teacher? You know,
Well, we're not predicting the hour and time, but didn't Paul say that we should know the season, that we would know the season? Yes, he did, to answer my own question.
Maybe, but I don't think this is the end times. I think I think people are off on that. But anyways, something I was thinking about about all these different, they're so-called secret societies and these shady deep state people. And isn't it interesting, the big trail of evidence they leave in their wake? You know what I mean? They just leave plenty of evidence for you to see, like with Bill Gates and all this type of stuff. They're not very secret, and they're not very good at covering their tracks. It's almost like they want people to see this information or see this evidence.
I agree with you. Well, Jessica, I agree with you, and I've covered that many times on my show. You see, these secret cults and secret societies, they reveal to you what they're going to do before they do it. It's kind of like a ritual of theirs. They have to. It's kind of like if any of you understand vampires and whatnot, when a vampire knocks on your door, you have to invite him in to suck your blood. You have to invite him in. It's kind of like that with the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, the Knights Templar, all these secret cults and societies, the Roman Vatican Church. We can go on and on and on. We can go to the Jesuits. We can go to the Orthodox in Russia. We can go all these different types of secret societies and groups out there that all come together and unite.
Secret societies. I'm talking about news and these hot mics and the media, the way they word things and the way that you can look up Bill Gates has the patent of this and that, and they were running drills for this months before, almost like, and they had things set up.
So what would make you believe it then, Jessica, if it was some big secret and then came out how? Because if you post it on the internet,
saying,
it's a lie.
Isn't it,
if you tell it on the TV,
Joe,
it's a lie.
Joe, don't try to say why I think this way. I haven't even got there yet. I'm just saying it's interesting how they're not very secret. Do you think if they didn't want people to see this evidence or this stuff, how hard would it be to like cover it up and not make it see the light of day? I mean,
How long did it take for us to finally start to learn about JFK before they started telling us through the Hollywood movies, like the Oliver Stone movie,
happened to JFK. I don't think you know what happened to JFK.
You're right.
But I am about 99% sure what happened to JFK. JFK didn't get shot. He didn't get killed on that day.
What happened to him?
Give us the big news story.
What happened to him? He didn't get shot. I want to hear this one.
Did a space alien split his head open?
Very simple.
He's got another Zapruder film.
That's the one I play in my intro, right?
How there is a lot of different films now of it, but the original Zapruder film had a splice in it, right before he turned the corner, or right after they turned the corner. there was a splice in it. So after the splice, you can't trust anything after it. You can't trust anything after it. It could be on a film set somewhere.
All right, well, let's not analyze. This isn't about JFK tonight. Just, you know, this isn't about JFK. So
that's another story for another
JFK.
Night.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the secret societies,
but
the secret
I'm
groups
just
and cults.
Saying,
we know they're out there. We know they're out there. So we know what they do because they reveal it to us in excerpts and little clues and this and that, and then it happened. We can go back to 9/11. We can go back to all the way to the Reichstag fire for Adolf Hitler, where he burnt down his own Reichstag, you know, the false flag there, where he revealed it. He talked about it. You know, you go back to his speeches. We go all the way back to then. We can even go back maybe even before that, but I don't want to. But what? Tell us, what's your theory then, Jesco? What's your theory?
Well, I'm just saying they want you to see these anomalies, these things that are glaring. So, like, everything that happens, there's, like, a huge helping or side dish of conspiracy with everything, And there isn't any, even with Kobe Bryant and his stuff, there's, you know, weird synchronicities that are going on and just one in a billion type chances and all that type of stuff. And, you know, like you were even saying how they show stuff before, you know, there's these things that, you know, predict it or whatever you want to call it, and then there's things afterwards that are just weird and just one of the
billion chances. What they're doing, Jesco,
anyway,
because what they're doing is this. Can I give you your answer on that and I'll let you finish? Can I give you your answer? It's a very simple one.
I'll finish it up.
All right.
What I'm saying is they want you to see this stuff or they want you chasing your tail. And you'll never get to the end of the rabbit trail. They want you to keep chasing this.
True.
And the fact of the matter is they want you looking everywhere but in your own life. They want you distracted in every way, shape, or form, chasing conspiracies, trying to fix that, trying to fix this. But it's never going to happen because reality isn't that way. There's nothing, you know, you have to focus on yourself and that's it and not chase these rabbit trails because it's just a waste of time. And energy and attention.
All right. It's a waste of time, but to see what they do, Jesco, you have to understand what they do. They mimic God. They antichrist.
I'm well aware
that's why
what
that term
do,
comes
Joe.
From. They mimic.
No, I
yeah, well, right, well, hang on.
I'm not a baby.
I didn't interrupt
trooper.
You.
I'm not a baby trooper. I'm not new to this, Joe. I know what
all
they
right,
do.
But let me can I speak here
really
now, Jesco?
Long enough.
Can I speak
Go
now
ahead.
Before you start getting hot and heavy here and rambling on? Look. Fact of the matter is that they mimic God. Just if you go back all the way to the first book of the Bible, book of Genesis, okay, God created the light to rule of the day and the lesser of the light to rule the night. He made the stars also, okay, and it was so, all right? But look, the purpose of that was is this. They mimic these things. And in this, the passage that you saw in Genesis, for instance, that I just read to you right there, is that God declared it and he made it happen. But he told you about it as it happened and it was so. See, they're making it so, but then they're making you not believe it to be true at the same time. So they're giving you doubt. It's deception. It's a time of it's deceiving times. We live in lying times. Everything is a lie. Everything is a deception. And they show, you know, and I talk about this so many times, but there's no way to really pinpoint it and to explain it to everybody that really doesn't understand. But the people out there who really do understand what I'm saying. Okay, and a lot of people become angry and they're saying conspiracy theorists, this and that. Go ahead.
Joe, I got
want?
A question for you. If there was no
go ahead.
Evil and there was no pain and suffering and sorrow and misery, right, and everything was just perfect and you just floated through life, everything was comfortable, you didn't have to worry about anything, everything was handed to you and all this type of stuff.
Yeah, what if?
What would the point of this existence be? What would the point of it be?
I don't know. What would it be? I don't know. You'll have to ask God that, brother. You'll have to ask God that. You'll have to ask God that. I don't know. When you have a garden, Jessica, hang on, Jessica. If God wanted us to be robots, and demand his love, he could have done it. Yes. Okay, our love for him. He could have done it. When you plant a garden, you put a tomato plant where? The tomato plant doesn't decide where it goes. You plant it someplace. God planted us here on earth to do something, and you know what? It'll all be revealed to you one day, all right? And that's God's plan. God has a plan for us, and we have a creator. We all agree, right? unless we got some evolutionists out there that think millions and millions of years we were a fish, and then millions and millions and more years we became two fish, and then millions and millions of years became monkeys or whatnot. Well, you know, whatever they believe in, you know, if there's somebody out there that believes in evolution. But if we all believe that there's an intelligent designer behind all this. There's a God. There's a creator, right? We believe that. And there's a plan behind all this. And don't you think that creator and that intelligent designer would have laid out a map or some sort of saying or some sort of revelation for us to know that he's up there taking care of us, that there is an answer to all this in the end? If you don't believe that, then that God right there that you're believing in is not a, you know, I don't know what kind of God that is, but my God gives his word for all of us.
I don't know what you're talking about. Joe, with these little side notes that you make where you try to imply what I'm thinking or saying when I don't even have a chance to fully explain my opinion, don't try to read
in or
explain my position.
I did give you.
I'm right here and I can explain it myself. Well,
I did give it to you.
Just speak for yourself, man. Just speak for yourself. It's very simple. Don't speak for me. Speak for yourself, Jessica.
Look, this is the anger coming out on you right now because you're a white supremacist, racist. We know that about you. You're a separatist, actually. That's what you like to call
yourself.
That's
what I'm saying.
You're very angry.
You're just talking and you're just spewing shit that just
I know the truth. Look,
but he has
God's
some good
word.
Points. He has some good points. Basically, he says stay by yourself and everything because he's right. Because you know, look what they did to this governor in Michigan. They don't want her, and they rally around it and everything. And she won't even acknowledge it. So they have the power. You don't. So basically, he's got a good point there. There's nothing you're going to do about it anyway.
No, there's nothing you can do about it. What you can do is not pay attention to it. Where attention flows, energy goes. Yeah,
well, so you're saying stick your head in the sand, right?
No, get the hell out of their way when you find out what they're doing.
You know what I am saying that a person can do to make their world and reality better is to focus on themselves and their family and forget all the external stuff that's only on the screen.
Tell that to the woman that just got laid off from the restaurant. That's the only thing you can have control over. Tell that to the restaurant owner who just got his doors closed by your government. Okay?
And what did you learn about that, Joe, on the news? Did you learn about that on the news on Rush Limbaugh? That's the only place
you hear about these
horror stories that you're talking about.
This is going on all America, okay? It is moms, it's dads, it's business owners, it's employees. You know, everybody is losing their livelihood over all this bullshit, okay? And, you know, what we need is we need everybody to come together. We need to stick it to the government and tell them, look, you're fucking with us. It ain't going to happen anymore. And if you're not on board with that, all right, you just need to get the hell out of the way. Go sit up on a hill somewhere and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea what kind of... I don't think you understand my position in the least bit. I think Bitbanker is the only one that actually paid attention to the words that I'm saying. But I think Joe and Chad...
We're paying attention.
They didn't even go through their head. They just bounced right off their thick skull. Hard head makes for a soft ass.
But here's the thing. What do you say to the single mom who just lost her job, who's laid off right
single
now?
Mom? That single mom, if there's a single mom, she should have been sterilized immediately. If a woman ever files for divorce and becomes a single mom, it should be mandatory sterilization for that.
You're starting to sound like Hitler himself.
But what's more compassionate for these kids to grow up in single mother households, or for the single mothers
to live with somebody like you who's a racist and a bigot?
Women, single mothers are a plague.
A plague. Your
single mothers are
a plague.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, Jessica, what it is people like you are a plague on our society. That's what it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely.
People like you and your little cohorts out there that attack my show and everything else.
Yeah, but Jessica has good points. Jessica has good points. You just got to let him talk. He's entitled to his opinions, too.
Yeah, he's entitled to his opinions.
Joe and Chad don't understand. Look, I'm like several.
But here's the thing. You said the opinions are
not part of the society anymore.
Comprehend it.
Okay. Do you think that the guy on the other end, okay, Jessica, do you think the other caller is anything like you?
No, absolutely. You're definitely not anything like me. I know that. I can 100% tell that.
Yeah, just because.
You are a very low vibrational frequency. I can immediately tell that just from your voice. I mean, and the stuff you talk about. You just, you know, you're on the lower chakras. I mean, all you care about is eating and, you know, feeling good, and that's about it. I mean, that's your existence right there. You know,
absolutely. Who doesn't like eating? Who doesn't like feeling good? I mean, come on.
Well, that doesn't make comfort doesn't. Comfort is a way to like rest on your laurels and never advance and become person. You know what I mean? If you're just comfortable, if you're comfortable, why do anything? You know what I mean? Why do anything? Just, you know, just be.
I do plenty of things.
Lazy and.
I do plenty of things.
Well, you're entitled to your
opinion.
He is entitled to his opinion. Hang on a second. Chad, Connecticut there made a good point. He's entitled to his opinion. But you see, when you have a First Amendment right, you also have a responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very large responsibility to offend your fellow neighbor and your fellow man. That is not your First Amendment right. You know, to attack somebody and to address somebody in that sort of manner, to say women, single mothers out there are trash and they should not be a part of our society. What should we do with them then?
They're a plague.
What is a plague, Jessica? What is a plague in this kind of phenomenon?
I mean, honestly, single mothers don't even have to be a thing. They really don't even have to be a thing, but they are. The reason they are is because, you know, they are placated and catered to in every way, shape, and form. And honestly, the way it used to be is when a divorce would happen, women would not get custody of the kids. The kids would always go to the father. That's how it used to be. And then the women who got divorces would be shamed and shunned by their friends and family. And guess what the divorce rate was when that used to be the case? It was like less than 1%, okay? Nowadays,
hold on, guys. I want to respond to this. So you would want us to go to a society where we shun women for divorcing and leaving their husbands for whatever reason may be. It doesn't matter whether it's domestic violence or an affair.
Yes, at work, women do not like to go against they don't like to go against the flow. They will do anything to remain in the good graces of the greater group. And that's why shunning and shame.
That's not true.
It absolutely should be.
I have a question.
It was used for thousands of years, and it worked.
In the Bible, in the Bible, for you people that know about Bible, does it say something about when men fly and you know, women are as loose as a goose or something like that? That the end is near. Something to that nature.
Yeah. It's second the book of Second Timothy. Yeah, the end time. Sure, it talks about, you know, truce breakers, backbiters.
Women
will be lovers of themselves. You know, and men will be too.
I think that's what Jessica's kind of getting to make his point, because the women being loose as a goose, walking around with their asses hanging out and their boobs hanging out, it's becoming more and more prevalent and prevalent as time goes
on.
Right. I think maybe that's where he's getting to.
Yeah,
well,
no, I agree with him on that part of society. I preached about that, too. Yes, I preached about that in my show. Put no evil thing before thy eye, you know.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Absolutely. Shunning women and stuff like that based on, you know, them being single and stuff, no, that's horseshit. There's a lot of good single moms out there. I mean, you know, women get into circumstances, too.
You're a great conservative. Hey, Chad, you're a great conservative. I mean, you know.
So you're telling me all single moms are bad, Jessica? You're saying, Jed? So you?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're saying all single moms. Every single one of them are not good people. Wow. All right, we've got a private caller here who wants to get on. I see you, private caller, coming on and on. I see you. We got a private caller that wants to come on here. Go ahead. I'll connect you. Go ahead.
And then men go and marry a single mom. How stupid can you be?
All right, Jessica, I got a private caller here. All right, go ahead.
And Jessica, if you don't stop, you'll be kicked off.
Okay, Chad.
Private caller. I don't know who's pressing one on and off, but whoever that was. Go ahead. You're unmuted. Go ahead.
Is that like the white knight for a friggin' single
Jessica,
mom?
Jessica,
that,
Jessica.
That,
can you chill out for a minute, Jessica? Can you stop?
All right.
Hey. Go ahead, private caller. Private caller, go ahead. Going once, going twice. Go ahead.
You white nigger.
All right. Obviously, he wanted to play a recording. All right, 302. Go ahead. You want to get
don't
in
even
on
bother
this
with
conversation?
The
and then
callers.
I got 507.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, I know. The private callers are a waste of time. They are. They're right. But they were pressing. They were giving me the signal that they were legitimate. So they must be. We're still reading my private messages on Facebook and stuff, or doing what, or knowing about the insides and how I do this show. So, and we know people in the past know how I've run this show. So, Chad, yeah, they must be doing something. So we gotta be careful of those guys too. All right, 302, go ahead.
I don't have to pay for nothing. Guess what? My dad's white nigger. Yeah, white nigger. And guess what?
All right. Now they're spoofing their caller ID. That's what they're doing, so you don't know what you're going to get right now. And I'm glad that Blog Talk is monitoring the show here tonight. Thank you very much, Blog Talk, and I did screenshot every single chat room response. I did do that. Thank you so much. And they've logged out, but they did let me know, yes, and they're going to handle it. So that's what I wanted, actually. So you guys did exactly what I wanted tonight. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, 507 now. You still want to talk?
Hi, I want to talk. Hello.
Oh, a legitimate caller. Thank goodness.
I just want to say hi. It's been a while, but Jessica, is that your name? Is that his name, Jessica?
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay. Dude, you're fascinating to me all of a sudden. I got some questions for you, but I'm fascinated by you at this moment, which is intriguing. The single mom thing is the audacity of your really how do I want to say this? I lost my trail of thought. I'm intrigued why he feels that way and where that came from. I guess about the single moms and the but I the reason why I pushed one was because when he was talking, Joe, he was making sense. We should be looking at our families. We should be taking care of the inside because you can't. I mean, we should be looking at the outside too. I don't say we should be ignoring it, but we do got to take care of ourselves. That part even made sense. The single mom thing, though, I'm just intrigued about this. I want to know about why this, how this came about. Because honestly, here's my opinion: women together are phenomenal. We are the magical creatures of the world, and we have been pitted against each other for so long. And been made less than that we don't even know how to get along anymore. Had men not done that to us thousands and thousands of years ago, we would be ruling the world. And our world would be way better. Way better. Because women can make good choices. Women are the community. Men are supposed to be
completely not based in any sort of reality or facts. You're just saying this because it feels good. It feels good inside.
No.
Well, okay. Well, hang on. Let me comment on that.
It's not even in the least bit of reality.
Let me comment on what she's stating. Hang on. What she's stating is absolutely correct as far as where the men did discriminate against women in the years past.
Well, it ain't correct.
And what had happened in years past.
She can't.
However,
no.
But she is. Can I finish, Jessica? Can you stop talking over me? I'm not talking over you. However, in the end times, it does state that women will rule over their men in the end times. Does that mean it's a bad thing or good thing? I don't know. You'll have to read your Bible
absolutely
to understand that. But however, the fact of the matter is we can go all the way back to the creation of man and woman, and we can go back to that time in the garden. Now, you know, you have to understand that. Is the woman the big evil because she was deceived by the serpent at that time? No. Okay? You have to read your Bibles. You have to understand that. However,
so
a woman...
much easier to...
That's why he interrupts again. You know, he just continues to interrupt my point.
I wonder why that is.
Well, obviously, you're jealous of women for some reason. I don't know why. You're angry with women for some reason.
Thank the good Lord that I am not a woman. That would be a curse. That would be a disaster. That would be a tragedy. I feel sorry for him as far as
well,
that.
Women, well,
women,
the caller may get upset with me, but women are cursed by having children, yes, but they have to bear the pain of boring children. And that was for the what happened in the garden. Okay, yes. Women will then what? They will have to bear pain when they give birth to children. They didn't have to do that now in the beginning, if you remember correctly. All right, and you have to understand the Bible talks about
women
that.
Women and men equal?
So,
are women and men equal? Are women and
men we're all different. No, there's nothing equal about us. We are created. We are created equal, but in society, we're not equal as we're all individuals. All of us. It's not women or men. It's
what
all
makes
people.
A man a man, and what makes
people
a woman
are
a woman?
Different.
What makes a woman a woman?
We're talking about genetics here. You know, we're talking about anatomy.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. That's
anatomy.
Comparing
listen
apples
to
oranges.
Anatomy. Is there a difference between male nature and female nature?
Yeah,
is there distinct differences?
But that doesn't mean that you're better than me. I'm better than you.
It doesn't mean one's better than the other. Yes. It does not mean that one is better than the other.
Did I ever say that? You
have said it. Yeah.
I said single mothers are a plague. Single mothers are a plague to society, civilized society. That's not even a controversial topic. That's not even controversial.
You know what? The thing is.
Drug addicts that come from single mother households, more percentage of people in prison come from single
right,
mother households.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to ask him a question. Are you from a single mother household?
Nope, absolutely not. Thank the Lord.
So what's your excuse
for
being
home?
A completely degenerate human being?
I gotta say something.
Now, what does that have to do with today and the status of our republic, Jessica? What does that have to do with the status of our republic today? What you just brought up. What does that have to do with us restoring our republic?
The Republic of the United States is a corpse that is so dead and gone, it's not even worth talking about anymore.
So what do you suggest we do then? So you gave your answer, actually. So you said that we should just live our lives and take care of ourselves and not screw our neighbor.
To bettering yourself and your families and that type of thing and focusing on that because those things are real. Those things you can
change. Well, how can we do that, Jessica, when the American family is divided so bad and so hopelessly that they even hate their own women and their family?
At that time,
I wonder why that is. Maybe we're too distracted with all these.
Because we abandoned God. Because we abandoned God. We turned away from God. That's why. Because we turned away from God. All right? And the fact of the matter is, it's going to get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Strong morals. We just morality, and we're easily distracted. We're constantly bombarded.
How do you define morality? How do you define morality, Jessica?
Morality comes from God and God alone.
Okay, Jessica, can I ask you a question? All right. Do you feel that you, sir, are higher and mightier than any woman that has ever walked? Do you feel that?
No. Women and men serve different purposes. A woman is meant – let's just look at her physical anatomy since you brought it up earlier. Women are, you know, they have these, you know,
I see you 419.
They got wide hips. They got slanted femur bones. Well, men, they don't have, you know, they don't have titties, or at least they're not supposed to. They have more muscle mass. Right?
Well, they don't build,
men
well, they don't give birth to
hard
children
labor.
Either. That's
women
why.
Are built for having children, right? And they're not built for hard work and slaving away all day, right? And so, so there's differences. They're not even really comparable because there's two different sets of functions for both. You know what I mean? They're not, I mean, they're women and men, female and male nature are actually complete opposites of each other.
Do you disagree with women in the workforce as heavy equipment operators,
absolutely,
welders,
absolutely,
heavy laborers?
Absolutely. They should not be allowed outside the home, ever. Do you understand what it does when we allow women in the workforce? You know what that does? You basically double the amount of workers, right? So the more workers you have, guess what? The less wages you get, right? More workers means less wages. Less workers means higher wages, right? So why flood the workforce with...
All right, Jessica, okay. All right, calm down.
You're basically barking up a tree.
Chad, here's the thing, Chad. You've never even thought about these things that I'm talking about.
I don't think about that because if a woman can do the job, I have zero issues with it. If a woman can stand out there toe-to-toe with me, and bust
that's beside the point. Because, there are women that are capable of doing jobs.
All right, Jessica, all right, look.
It doesn't mean they should.
I don't agree with women to be just in the house.
It's stupid.
Everybody, time out, please. Time out. Time out. All right, let's go to 419. 419. 419. Time out. Time out.
You're not flattering yourself by opening your mouth about this.
Everybody, time out. Time out, please. We know Jessica's an idiot. We know that. Let's go. Time out, please. There's no point in yelling over each other.
It's funny how
Jessica
went
running out of mom's leg.
You want to act like you know about this subject more than me when you've not.
But you won't let anyone converse with you.
You always thought men and women are the same. You know, they're the exact same, and they should be able to do the exact same thing all the time.
All right, look,
that has nothing to do with
the Republic.
Like I said, the Republic is dead and buried.
He's not
going to
give his age yet. You know that. All right, 419, go ahead. Let's bring 419 into the conversation. Go ahead.
Hello, this is the voice of the common man.
Hey, Mark.
All right, Mark. New voice. Go ahead, Mark.
I'd like to bring a little clarity into the situation that you guys are speaking on right now. And it's just natural. And what we as human beings have done is completely unnatural as far as men and women. And we'll go back to a little bit of biblical scripture. God says, consider the ant, consider this, consider that, consider the things of nature. Now, everything that I know in nature, the male is the one that flaunts, that struts, that shows himself, that makes himself available for a female. Most of these animals, they're not monogamous. So I don't know where he gets this with single females are scourged to the earth, because without that single female, he would not be. So I don't exactly get that logic.
How is it as a human race
we have forgotten
Jessica,
all of the
can
things
you stop interrupting,
nature.
Please?
Yeah, shut up, Jessica.
I didn't say single women. I was very clear about single mothers being the
single
play
mother. Oh,
civilized
so you
want to
eradicate single mothers. There you go. You're a fucking moron.
Hey, retard. Yeah. Do you know there's ways, there's peaceful ways of making it to where there is no single mothers? There's very easy fixes to be done.
Just marry them out to any single guy there is?
What's that?
What, just marry them off to just any guy?
No. Here's the thing. If a woman files for divorce, She ought to know the consequences of such a thing, right? And one of the consequences, like I said, would be sterilization, okay? And another thing would be she would lose custody of her kids, and she wouldn't get a dime from the husband. And you guess what? You want to know what? Women wouldn't get divorces anymore.
You sound like a Muslim.
They wouldn't do it. So,
no,
so
we got a lot of people
Muslims
listening via the internet
right
now. We have a lot of people. Just go.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people listening via the internet right now, and you're not making any sense at all to anything that's going to better our country or our world,
like,
for that matter.
I'm so many dimensions above you guys. You're just not even.
You're so many dimensions
can't
above.
Even resonate with it.
How is a racist, bigot, sexist on a higher plane above any of us?
Obviously, I am. I mean, I think that's pretty evident.
You and your single wide trailer, Pat Blue Ribbon, are on a higher
plane. You're calling
plane.
Me names because you can't refute anything that I say. You just call me names because you can't refute.
No,
it.
We can refute it. We just think you're an idiot.
I mean, nothing.
You're
all about your
you
feels, Chad. You're all about your feels, and you want to feel like men and women are the same, and you want to feel
well,
like
the woman speak. Can the woman that's on the queue, can the woman on the queue
feel for him? It just feels
yeah,
so
can the woman that's on the queue
maybe you'll get a piece of pussy from one of these single moms. If you think you'll get some ass from them, but you won't.
Dude.
Because
oh,
you're a beta.
Hey, listen, I would love to carry on this conversation with you in the Zoom room, not here, but because this is getting kind of loud and stuff. But I'm fascinated by you. If you want to fucking keep going and talking, come on over. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Cellulite. Women have cellulite because our fibers run different than men. Our skin fibers, by the way. We are.
Well, the thing that matter is this that you know the fact of the matter is this is we come up with these topics here and these subjects and we divert from the real subject of the podcast here is we're in a country here that's divided and now we're dividing women amongst men also. How are we to win when we have a government that's suppressing us, when we're talking about small business owners that are losing their businesses today? And that's where the real purpose of the show that really was here tonight was I'm looking for the small business owner out there that wants to open their doors up. And we've done
Absolutely.
So many shows now lately that have tried to unite the people to bring them together. For instance, even bring the militias across the country together, and we've gotten nowhere. And so, therefore, the show really gets a lot of sponsors and a lot of people that want to talk on the show, but we're not getting anywhere, and we're not moving forward. You know, all we're doing is talking, kind of like the TV and the movies and the radio. We're doing a lot of talk, but we ain't saying nothing. You know, and Mandela Khan can get on here and talk about the People's Revolution too, and all that other crap. You know, well, tell me, Jessica, where is your white supremacy in your movement, your Ku Klux Klan, your skinheads, and your little division? How are they doing today? Are they okay?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you don't?
Honestly.
You don't. You have
no
idea what we're talking about.
Before
we get off on this another stupid tangent, I want to finish the thought I had. Do you think...
Should men respect women?
I got that question for everybody. Should men respect women?
Jessica, when you go off on this tangent that you are racially superior because of the color of your skin, you diminish yourself as a man. You diminish yourself as a man. You're not a man first. You're white first and then a man. You have diminished your manhood by being stupid.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to have to explain.
You understood what I said. You
understood
Mark,
what I said.
Hang on. Mark, he's claiming he's a separatist. He uses the argument that he's a separatist and there's nothing wrong with being separate from the other race.
Joe, don't speak for it. Don't listen to Joe because he's gonna lead you down the wrong path because he doesn't know what I think and what I believe.
Well,
and
tell us what
you're
saying, Ben. Tell us because that's what you're going to say.
He just pissed me
off. Oh, Lord. I never
got a
chance to
say
that. You're kind of
like a fart. You just let it out.
Hello.
Okay, but you guys, I haven't heard him say B. Like, he's better because he's white. He didn't he did claim that he had a higher IQ.
Uh-oh, did his mom get on?
I don't know.
It's,
I think
well,
his mom
no,
yelled
he,
at him,
she,
maybe.
I think she was trying to say
you
that.
You guys got to go.
Saying
thank
things
you
about
for
me,
your
and
time.
I never even spoke about him. You're like, you're
hang
saying,
on, you can't
oh,
talk
you
over each other,
right.
everybody,
I never
please.
Brought that up. I never even said that, ever.
What's up,
right.
Dave?
But you're projecting that into me for some reason. I don't know why.
That's apparent.
I agree with
can't talk over everybody. Background noise. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
I have not heard him act like
And I heard him use the white card because he's more superior because he's whiter. I haven't heard him say anything like that. He has his beliefs, which some of them are wow, and but they're still his beliefs. I haven't really seen him like try to interject any. I mean, he's telling you what he thinks. That's it, you guys. I don't know. That's how I say it. I agreed with him.
Well, he believes in separatism. Now, hang on, 507. Now, this is his belief.
No.
If I'm wrong, you
quit
can find and tell us your belief. Tell us your belief, then, Jessica.
Quit telling
all right,
people
go
what
ahead.
I believe.
You,
if you want to know
then
what I
you
believe,
go ahead.
Ask me, and I'll tell you.
I'm
it's
asking you.
Simple,
I'm asking you.
Speak for people.
Go ahead.
You don't know.
Hey.
You don't know what I think, and
you
don't even know what you think.
Okay, Jericho, go.
I'm asking you, what do you believe? Do you believe that white people and black people should live separately if they so choose?
I think people should have the freedom to associate with whoever they want. That's all I've ever said on your show. That's what I've always said, and I've never deviated from that. It's very simple. People should have the right
to freely associate with 80% of the white people, now, Jessica, hang on. Now, if 80% of the white people in America say, we don't want to live anywhere near the black people or any other types of people, therefore, those black people and those minority people should live in the state of Florida while we all live in the rest of the country, you would agree with that?
Yeah. Joe, you're talking about that's not going on. You're talking about these abstract things
I'm asking you a legitimate question. You said you believe in separatism, right?
That's not a legitimate
right?
question because that's not even where close
because
to
of the white
the
people.
Way
because in America,
freedom
we are
to
a country
associate,
of many.
Joe, people should have the freedom to associate with who they want to. It's that simple.
That's
and I'm not going to.
So,
that should be very easy to understand.
So you
that
think that's right, then,
understand.
That if a black business owner, so you're telling me if a black business owner is on a street with all other white businesses, all the white people should not go to that business, that black business owner, because he's black, because we should all associate with
why, Joe? That makes no sense, Joe. Why? Just
because that's
black,
what you're saying.
What if he had a good product or a good service? Why would and at a good price? Why would you point?
Well, what if he wanted to live with you, live in a white neighborhood?
Jessica, it makes no sense. Bottom line is this.
This is how I nip this in the bud. Jessica, you live on Wilson Street. Let's just say, and you live with all your same kind color people. And guess what? There's a house for sale next door to you, and a black couple wants to buy it. Should they be allowed to buy it?
People should be allowed to freely associate with who they want.
So,
Joe, that's going to be my answer.
You didn't
to
answer
every
the question.
Scenario
no.
you come up with, that's going to be
that's
my
not
answer.
An answer.
People should be allowed to freely associate with who they want.
That's
the answer.
So your next door neighbor can be black.
Very straightforward.
Yeah, he didn't answer the question. He wouldn't answer the question. You want to know why? Because it's a direct question. It's not an indirect
people
question.
People should be able to freely associate with who they want. That's the answer to all your stupid scenarios. Seriously.
You know, you're talking to other people. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
Would you believe that couple should be able to buy that house that lives next door to you and move into your neighborhood? If you're living in a neighborhood that all the
people
you want
to
associate with.
Really associate with who they choose.
And that doesn't
that's
work,
people,
brother. It doesn't work in America.
Right, freedom of association.
No, I mean.
He's an idiot. But what he's saying though will not work because he's saying
idiot.
As long as it's my I'm happy. As long as I'm happy with my association, that's what he's saying. You know, and that's why I used that scenario and he couldn't answer. It stunned him. Because if a black
freedom
if a black family moved next door to him, he'd have a fit.
Yeah.
Somehow I don't seem to think you're for real on that answer. I don't think that's a real, genuine answer to what you're saying.
I've always said freedom of association. I've always said that. I've never deviated from that. Ever.
All right. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Well, all right. Let's see if we got 302 on here. He may want to interject with you here. Let's see. 302, are you there? Is this really the 302 or somebody else? 302.
Spend it wherever he chooses.
That's not the real 302. That's somebody spoofing Mandelicon's number. Okay. Private caller. Go ahead. Private caller. I think I screened you, actually. But maybe I'm wrong. All right, maybe not. Go ahead, private caller. Are you the one I screened? No. All right. Okay, that's fine. All right, well, obviously we got we're getting attacked here on the board again, as usual. That's what usually happens. Chad everyone here at the end of the show here, it's late here. We did start the show. Does anyone want to talk about the Republic? If so, press the number one. And the status of our Republic, if you have any information about businesses. All right, well, go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead. Anyone who wants to address what's happening here and now and what we can do today to better our republic. Go ahead, Chad.
So we've been seeing a lot about numbers inflation and stuff like that with the COVID-19. And we have a lot of, you know, states that are wanting to reopen. And you have the White House, you have the president saying that's a very bad idea after last week, you know, or just days ago even. You know, he was encouraging people to stand up against the governors and fight. So my question is, what kind of message is being sent?
Okay.
Anybody got anything?
Who was standing up against? Yeah, who was standing up against the governor? Oh, you're talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah. He told people to take back, you know, take back your states. You know, and then he turns around and he's like, oh, well,
right.
I don't think it's a good idea opening up, you know, this time is too early, blah, blah, blah. What is it? What message is he trying to send? What's he trying to do?
He's sending a mixed message. He's sending a mixed message, obviously, quite clearly, a mixed message. And, you know, I've wondered that about Donald Trump, too. I mean, he's a corporate actor. He's the CEO of a corporation. Is he the president that's to branch the government back to the people? Well, you have to look at this, Chad. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Has he not really given us an opportunity here to take our republic back? I mean, are we the people have the authority and the power to arrest these governors, to arrest them?
Has he?
To take
probably
back each county.
Yes. Okay, but here's the thing. Who's got the balls to do it?
There you go.
I do.
Well, amen. I agree with you. Who does? Because everyone's going to say, because you know what's going to happen if Chad gets out there on the street corner or Jessica gets out there and says, I do, you're going to be SWAT teamed. Your door's going to be kicked down. You're going to be hauled off, put in a federal prison until God knows
when.
You're
going to be a
domestic
terror.
Under the Patriot Act.
Yep.
That's right. So, wasn't this kind of like similar back in the day of the founders when the British were around? You know, if you watch, you know, if you read the Federalist Papers, weren't like a lot of people back then being snatched up and persecuted and hung and tarred and feathered because, you know, they went against the crown? But yet it happens, but yet a greater number of people came together in the militia community and did what? They stood against the crown. Are we going to stand against this? I guess you'd get crown or whatever. Are we going to come together? Are we going to not play our, you know, I mean, surely we don't need to practice in the woods together. We don't need to do any training. We don't need to do any of that. All of us are in good shape. Most of us are anyway. We're Americans. We eat the best food. We're, you know, we're not malnourished Iraqis. We're not Taliban in Afghanistan eating rice every day and tending to our herds of goats. We're Americans.
Single
we're in
mother.
Good shape. Yeah, we're not single mothers. Yeah. Well, single mothers are actually the strongest, actually, out there. So, you know, single moms, they go to work for freaking 80 hours a week and then come home and take care of their children.
Well,
I say, hell, man, they're freaking strong women,
you
know.
For that claim? What evidence do you have for that claim, Joe?
Well, anyway, not to deviate from my point. My point of it is we're Americans. We're strong. We can go out there and stand up, you know. But the point of it is, what have I always said, Chad? I said it on the show when you were on here. You can't get 11 people to meet at Burger King for a cup of coffee in the morning. They'll be late or they won't show up. The fact of the matter is that we're going to go to work. We're going to go to work. We're going to go along, get along, because we are in the end times, and let's go back to God. I know you don't like, may not like that one, Chad, but you have a different belief than I do. That's fine. I respect your belief. But I believe I believe in the King James Bible. And I believe that, you know, the Bible is what it says and means what it says, and I believe that's what we're heading for. Now, you know, we all have different belief systems. That's fine, but that's what makes America strong.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Has it made us divided? You know, I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Has it made us more divided, you know, or are we really united today?
In some cases, yeah, you know, our belief system does divide us in a lot of ways. It causes conflict. Our way of thinking, you know, there's billions of people out in the world. You know, no one person thinks the same. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's just not going to happen. And you're going to have conflict. You're going to have differences of opinion, disagreements. The only thing is how we do it that makes the difference.
Do we grow after it?
I mean, you know, Jesco and I, we have disagreements, difference of opinions, you know, and I don't like the way he thinks. He don't like the way I think, but that's America, you know. We don't have to, you know. I mean, I like this, Pookie. You know, I disagree with Chad's homosexual lifestyle. That's fine. You know, I still put my dick in your mouth. I don't care.
Oh, boy. You must be reading the chat room.
Yeah. It popped up.
I don't know. Actually, I'm blocked from the chat room. They hacked into my computer and kicked me out of the chat room. So they said I was gone because I was blocking everybody. So, but Blog Talk Radio has been notified of this, and they're actually monitoring the chat room. So
yeah.
I'll let them handle it and do what they do best. You know, and if they decide what they want to do, that's fine. But I thank Marilyn, though, for sending me that email. Matter of fact, I think I got it. I could post it in the chat room if I was here. Actually, she said she'd be monitoring the chat room tonight. But we do have other callers here on the line. Let's try to get to them. They are private, so there are only private numbers left. If you guys press number one, I'll bring you on. 254. No. Where the heck are you?
Hey,
all right, private caller. Go ahead. What's that? Hang on,
David,
Chad. What's that?
Took it easy.
What's that, Chad? Go ahead.
We have Mr. BJR in here in the chat room that wants to say something.
All right. What number? Is he calling in or is he saying something in the chat room? Because I don't have any chat room right now.
I'm still here. Mr. BJR 1960, do you have something you want to say? You want to come on and talk to us? Hit one and... come on in.
Yeah, he knows the number, 657-383-0616. But I want to thank the female that called in here tonight. We usually only get like one or two females that call into the show, and they are the minority
on
the show. But we get one or two
because they have nothing interesting to say ever. No one cares what
you're
a woman
an idiot,
say
Jessica.
Or what you think.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're not visionaries. They don't understand. Putting the past and the future and present all together. Women ain't visionaries, right? They're just not. That's not what they're
Jessica,
meant for.
Jessica, what organization, are you a part of?
Over others. Women should never, ever have any influence over children or anybody for that matter. Ever. 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 Because
you're an Islamic separatist.
Single moms ruin their children. Women with influence over anyone or anybody will have deleterious effects on that person. They shouldn't even be allowed to be teachers, honestly. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't have any influence over others, ever, because they're not capable of having that responsibility. They have a care-based ethic system, right?
What do you
men
think
have
about,
a justice-based ethic system.
What do you think about in the early days, only... You know, in America, only women were teachers.
That's not entirely true. Women could be teachers, but once they got married, they weren't allowed to be teachers anymore. Once they were married, they had to stop. But yeah, that's exactly how it was. Yeah, because they have duties at home they got to fulfill. That's their first job. That's their first job is fulfilling their natural duties.
Jessica, you're right. Okay. Back in the 1800s, that's how it was. But we don't live in the 1800s anymore.
Yeah.
We kind of like drive cars today, and you know, and we kind of like, you know,
and,
I mean, we got different types of times here.
And you wonder why
should
things
women,
are the way they
Jessica,
are.
Should women sit in the back seat of the car?
So we're gonna blame the phones and cars. That's why things are the way they are today. We're gonna blame the phones and
the
cars, and we're gonna blame the women.
About
well, I mean, what are you talking
what
about?
What are you talking about?
We live in a different time today.
Women in cars, women shouldn't be allowed to drive. Women shouldn't be allowed outside the home without pre-approved supervision.
Oh, by the way, Chad, I want to let you know for the naysayers out there, we are number one in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, so we still got enough chatters out there. to beat out God's Rainbow Ministries. Yeah, we are number one if you go to the chat room in Blog Talk Radio. So, God's Rainbow Ministry, sorry. But, you know, the next one down from them is Speakeasy Cafe. So, Joseph Gibson is above them. So, yeah, so they didn't beat us out. So, they're failing. They are failing. They are not beating us out on Blog Talk Radio. But we are trying to get a break away from Blog Talk Radio, though. We are. We're trying to get a different platform where we can get maybe something better out there with and identify our callers that to act stupid, actually, you know, and yeah. know who they are, you know, because that's very important. We need transparency, and, you know,
absolutely.
And that's very, very important. We got another caller here, 352. I'm sorry, go ahead, 507, go ahead.
It's just so the one that asked the question.
I'm here.
Okay. Do you believe that women actually have orgasms?
I can barely hear you. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, we got a little bit of background. We got a lot of static there. Go ahead.
Do you believe that women are just used to be the homemakers, but do you believe they have orgasms, or are they just used to be bred?
I can't understand. I have no idea what you're saying. I can't. It's not clear.
We do have a lot of static going on here.
Women should be homemakers, and I absolutely think women should. Women will never understand.
It's the number of people probably listening on the internet.
Women will never have true happiness and contentment unless they are fulfilling their natural duties. And how they achieve that.
So what's their natural duty, Jessica? What's their natural duty?
They have to remain a virgin
what's
until
their
marriage,
duty?
Right? And then they will
before
step on, especially to their husband.
Jessica, what's their natural duties? What's their natural duties, Jessica?
Would you let me? I was going into it, and then you start coming. Okay, women should remain pure until marriage, right? And then they will be able to pair bond to their husband successfully, right? And then they have their children. They have their children. They make a home, right? And this is what's going to bring true happiness and contentment to women, okay? And not having a bunch of sex partners and ruining their abilities to pair bond, not going out and working in the workforce and all that. That's not going to bring women happiness or contentment, right? It's going to bring misery. They're not going to understand why they are miserable and why things aren't better for them. It's very simple. It's very simple. That's why I say women can ruin themselves very easily. Women can ruin themselves very easily if they don't.
Let's go to 352. 352. You want to jump in here? Let's see if we got a live caller. 352.
You think I can barely hear you?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, 352. What do you think of this clown
hey,
we got
how
on
you
here
doing?
Tonight? What do you think? Doing all right. What
well,
do you think
I
of this
mean,
clown we got on here?
Well, I would agree with
what
him.
What makes
if we
me
were
a clown, Joe, what makes me a clown? Explain yourself. Don't just call names. Just explain what's
yeah.
wrong in my thinking. Please poke some holes in my...
Well, if we were back in the 1800s, I would agree with him. But we are in 2020, and this is a new century. And we've already gone through the first 20 years of it.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, it's hard to get 11 people to get together. We need to reach across that table and invite our brothers to the table to turn that 11 into 11 million.
Yeah. Yeah. We do. The problem is, my friend there down from Florida is that guess what? We're not going to get nobody together anymore because you want to know why? Even though we see the pain out there happening right now, you know, it touches me. Does it touch you? If it does, then you're a true patriot. You know, I don't want to see these people out there suffering. I don't want to see people out there taken advantage of by the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. But you know what? We can't get nobody to stand up and fight. They won't fight, man. Maybe if they did 10 years in a concrete box like I did, maybe if they were tortured like I was. Oh, you ever been four-pointed down on a steel bed, beaten for hours? I was. Yeah, oh, yeah. I got the medical reports. Matter of fact, they're in my book, actually. You know, four-pointed down a bed, butt-ass naked, you know, beaten down by a CERT team, the goon squad. All right, I was.
Yeah.
Maybe when you lose your freedom like that, maybe then you'll say, hey, you know, I'll stand up and fight. There's none of you out there.
Well, like I said before, Joe,
what you do?
When push, you know, when push comes shove, that's it's going to be too late for these sheep. These sheeple.
I know. I know.
Okay.
I know it.
Now, like you said, now, I have always lived by the adage, help thy brother when you can. Okay. Not when it's available to you. You help them when they need it.
You know, the thing of it is brothers like this. When, matter of fact, you know, when someone said we need money to keep the Zoom room going, I sent money to the Zoom room. When someone asked me that's on the phone line right now, said, hey, Joe, do you need money for your radio show to keep it going? I said, no, I'm all right. I'm not greedy. I don't need anything. When I said I'm willing to help somebody out, you come up here and help me out. I don't have a place for you yet, but I'll have it for you. You know who you are.
I know.
So you know who I am, but it's constantly being dictated to by what? The negative out there saying I'm not that person. You know,
exactly.
I'm not a trustworthy person. I'm not that person out there fighting. Listen, I've proven I've got my stripes. Man, went many days and nights, man. I stood
Joe,
in those dark cells.
Joe,
many days and nights.
People,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't
like,
have to fight for my freedom no more.
Right. It's people like you, Chad, I can't think of the other guy's name offhand, and myself. I mean, we've earned our stripes. We've served our country. And it's just these people have no concept of brotherhood.
That's the key right there. It's family-oriented brother. That's what's missing in the patriot community. That's what's missing
you know,
in the patriot community today, that sense of brotherhood, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we
you
talk
know,
about,
yeah.
there was a conversation, that was had, you know, amongst a group of friends about the militia. And the majority... most 90% of people don't know that they are the militia. And, you know, people aren't really wise on that fact that the Second Amendment, you know, doesn't just cover, you know, your right to bear arms. The Second Amendment, you know, covers your right as militia to bear arms. And people...
Yeah.
Think when they hear the word militia, they think like our National Guard. No. Our National Guard is no longer a locale force. It is not. It is a federally funded and mandated military force. It belongs to the federal government. So we have to look back in history. Who was the militia? It was the man. It was the blacksmith. It was the... You know, it was the mill operator. It was the shopkeeper. It was everybody that wasn't in the Continental Army. It was every able-bodied male age 17 to 45 that was regular average Joe Blow that his job was to stand up and answer the call for his community.
Well, I mean, it's like back in the during World War II in Korea. I mean, we had the civil defense, which was basically our National Guard backup to the Army.
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is, though, but the thing of it is, back in those times, you know, there was, you know, it's just hard to, like, put that finger on it anymore. And we touched upon it here tonight, but we started attacking men and women. But Jessica is absolutely right. The family value and the family values is broken down. It's no longer here, but he's going about it the wrong way. You know, the attacking the women out there is not the answer because the men are just as much as responsible as the woman is for the breakdown of our moral fabric of our society. You know, and the thing of it is, so that woman out there
wants
to
work.
Hang on.
I mean,
but yeah, that woman out there that's wearing the mini skirt to the water cooler in the office, you're right. She's just as guilty. But why aren't the men saying, hey, why not turn away and not look at that woman? Because, well, you know, or, you know, you can go back and forth to here's why, who, what, where, and how, and what is the problem here. The problem is that we are not loyal to each other anymore. We're not, we're not honest anymore.
It's not that, Joe. It's just that most people don't know what's best for themselves. Most people do not know, especially women, do not know what's best for themselves. And that's why people must be led and must be told what to do in the right way. It's that simple.
How about this? How about this, Jessica? We don't know what's best.
Women are left.
We don't know what's best for our neighbor.
They need a man in their
life. We no longer know what's best for our brothers and sisters anymore.
Well,
what?
Jessica,
how can we think about
that? Whether it be man or woman, they really haven't touched God. They haven't really brought God into their heart. And it takes a man and a woman to make a family unit work.
Now, what if that woman's in an abusive relationship and she decides to leave the man?
I mean, if
she has every right. I say she has every right to leave that man.
Not just off a woman's word. A woman's word should never be accepted as there has to be at least three witnesses to what she's saying. Or
say one person's word. One person's word should be accepted. I'll agree with that, but don't say woman.
The Bible says,
that goes for man too.
The Bible talks
about. So that goes for man too, right? That goes for men too.
The Quran says
that. Goes for men too.
So for any sort of issue that's going on, it's good to have two or three witnesses.
But that goes for men too, correct? So why would you just say women?
I said for anything.
You know?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. It's preferable to
have woman.
Okay, my question is, if a woman is constantly being beaten and abused by her husband, the matriarch, the man of the house, you know, or the patriarch, you know, and she's constantly being abused and beaten, and she decides to leave and take the kids, all right, is that acceptable?
Yes, it would be, but at the same time, that's like the rare exception to the rule nowadays. And
That is a rare exception.
I've always said, there's good and there's evil, right? If there's something evil going on, it should be fixed. You know, it should be made right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? But and as far as men and women go, there's a natural hierarchy, right? And women, if they want to feel happiness and contentment, they need to submit to their husbands, right, and follow their lead. And the fact of the matter is,
submit to her husband. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? A woman should submit to her husband. What do you mean?
Submit to her husband. You know, she is not the leader in a relationship between a man and a woman. They're not the leader. They're the helpmate. Okay, they're there to assist and make a home. And women were not made to make decisions or tough decisions and all that type of stuff. That's what a man's there for, to guide them and make sure that they.
Where
in the Bible does it say that?
Okay, so in my household, my wife and I work together. We both work. You know, we both pay bills. We both contribute to our home. And, you know, my wife is not a stay-at-home mother. My wife is a very good mother. You know, she's a great wife. And, you know, so do you have an issue with a woman contributing financially?
Jessica, hang on one second, please. Real quick, I want to address that real quick here, because I got some people here asking me questions that are not callers. Okay? Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, Jessica was talking about. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
The
Therefore,
the
as the church is
Christ
subject
over man,
hang on,
man over woman.
Hang on. You're not letting me finish. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So you have to read the entire quote. You have to understand. So therefore, the woman is the church in the home. So therefore, the husband is supposed to love the church, and therefore the woman would love the. You see, it's a mutual thing.
What?
It's not, yeah, women submit to husbands. No. That was wrong what you said, Jessica.
I don't know
wrong.
How that scripture that you read.
It's Ephesians 5:2-1.
It contradicted anything I said. It didn't contradict anything I said.
All right.
I didn't ever say be mean and evil towards women and not
be. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You said women should submit to their husband.
No,
you
didn't.
That's what you said.
Absolutely they should. Yeah. Absolutely they should. That's a natural hierarchy. That's a natural order, Joe. It's very simple. This is not like rocket science.
So what you're saying is my wife is beneath me.
No, women are just different. They're different than men, and we need to acknowledge these differences and use them. Men and women should come together like yin and yang. They should really complement each other well. You know what I mean? That's what it was all meant for initially. You know what I mean? And now they've used our differences and pitted us against each other. You know, and really the fact of the matter is, Chad, here's an interesting exercise you could do. Okay. If you have a man, if there's a husband and a wife and they both work, right? Usually when they both work, what they'll do is they'll have to hire daycare or maybe a nanny. Then they'll have to hire a house cleaner, especially if they're both full-time and they're commuting a lot, right? At the end of the day, the amount of money extra that the woman brings in compared to all the extra costs that are incurred from commuting, parking, daycare, nannies, house cleaning, the amount of money you make more is basically negligible. It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. You know how much you would save a lot of money if you didn't have another car for the woman that she has to go drive to and from work and pay for all that and insurance and car payment, all that type of stuff.
So you're saying
and then the kids wouldn't have to go to daycare or have a nanny. She could clean the house. You wouldn't have to pay somebody to do that. I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense why.
It does make sense because, you know, when, you know, my wife is equal to me when it comes to both pay and, you know, status.
And she doesn't respect you because you think that way. She doesn't respect you. I know she doesn't.
No,
I know she does.
My wife respects me just fine. I mean, you know, we have a great marriage.
I know she doesn't. Because you're a beta male. And I'm not trying to be mean, but honestly, women do not want
You're not hurting my feelings, Jesco, believe me.
Women do not want men to respect them. Women are not respectable creatures. Women do not want
women
to
are not respectable
women
creatures.
Should not be respected, period.
I mean,
now,
look,
what I mean by that is women do not do anything to deserve respect. And before you get it all twisted and lose your mind about me saying that, is meaning respect has lost all meaning. And now, I'm not saying you should be inconsiderate or not be courteous to women or that type of stuff. I'm just saying respecting. Respecting is to be earned. Respecting is and quite honestly, they can't earn respect. You know, it's like having a puppy or a cat. You know what I mean? You may love them to death, and you may just pamper them, you know, all day long. That doesn't mean you respect them. You shouldn't respect them. It's a dog. It's a cat. It's a child. Do you respect children? Women are basically overgrown kids. They're just older kids, okay?
So you're saying I shouldn't respect my kids either?
No, I mean, I guess if the boy grows up and becomes a man and earns respect, and absolutely, you can respect that. But, I mean, as far as, like, children, children, you can love them and care for them and want to do the best for them. But, I mean, it doesn't mean, like, you respect them and all that type. People have lost sight of what
are you a
like,
father?
What words like respect and love mean.
Jessica, are you a father?
Why? Here's the thing. When I start talking about this stuff, everybody wants to bring it down to a personal level. And I'm not talking
about
large generality.
Well,
I don't know
no,
why you want to bring
I'm
it down to a personal,
personal
level.
Attack
what does
you.
A personal level have to do with this? What
but are you a father?
Have to do with it?
I'm a father. I have three great sons.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you're lucky. Very blessed, Chad. Very blessed. Chad.
You know,
my sons.
I respect my sons' mothers. Okay? I do.
That's your first mistake, especially the women. I could maybe understand respecting your sons if they're grown, but
because
the woman
in order, you can't truly love your children if you do not respect their mothers.
Oh, that's going to be further from the truth. And as a matter of fact, when a man respects a woman, that woman loses all respect for you, Chad. That's how that works. It can't go both ways. It cannot, and it will not go both ways. You respect a woman,
so my wife,
she will not respect you.
My wife doesn't respect me, huh?
If you are that much of a white knight type of guy for her, and you're like, you'll bend over to her any whim and wish, which you damn near have to nowadays, just the way how things are set up. But
you know what? My wife can do whatever she pleases. I let my wife do as she pleases, and
that's
life.
You can't allow that. You can't allow that. The women should never be allowed. Because they'll make the wrong decisions. They'll make the wrong decisions every time.
She's perfectly free to do so.
Make their own choices. You can't allow that, Chad. You can't allow them to make their own
can't
decisions.
Can't allow that,
huh? Wrong. Very, very rarely, very, very rarely, when a woman is left to their own devices, will she make the right choices. Even very smart, highly capable women, left to their own devices, will rarely make the right decision. Rarely. And I mean, I don't. There's a lot more to say about
men
that.
Are the same
that's basically what I've come to learn and find out.
Men are the same way. When,
in a lot of ways,
Chad.
Chad, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, Chad. Even men, to a large extent, are the same way. But part of being a man is being a leader and taking responsibility for every aspect and area of your life. And, you know, really what a man ought to do, this is what every man I think should do. Take responsibility for every aspect of your life.
There are men there are men out there who are not meant to be leaders. Okay?
They're not why?
I know plenty of men who are not meant to lead whatsoever. And I know women who are better leaders than any man I've ever met.
Well, that's a sad state of affairs. Women are not natural leaders. It's actually, if you see women that are like better leaders than men, that says a lot about the men, and that says, you know, that the women, you know, it's completely unnatural. That's what I'm basically, it's very unnatural for that to be the case. And actually, you want to know something interesting that I've observed during this whole friggin' quarantine bullshit, right? What's something interesting that I've learned, okay, well, shit, I go off on so many tangents, but on social media and on the internet, first of all, I think most of those people posting on there are probably bots, not even real people. But if they are real people, the ones that I do see that are real people, women are, like, terrified of what's going on right now, and they're like, they don't want to leave the house. They don't want anybody else leaving the house. They want everybody to wear masks and gloves and all this type of stuff. And they're almost, like, petrified because they're paying attention to this stuff, and they're telling them the sky is falling and all this type of stuff. And it's like this is why women were meant to be in the home. And
hey,
home because, honestly, you take a risk every time you step outside
the
house.
We got another call on here, 419. We got another caller here real quick we're going to get to, 419. Hold that thought.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, 419, how you doing?
As usual, I'm doing everything I can, trying to get this country back to what it was supposed to be, a republic. And if it takes a cluster of women to do that, and if they're the only ones with NADS to stand up and do it, then hey, I'm all for it. Because
that'll never happen.
These limp-wristed men that are walking around talking about you're not qualified, there's something wrong with them. Something's wrong with them.
What? How could women contribute to a movement like a movement of? How could women really contribute to any movement? They can contribute, but how can they? I know how they can contribute.
I mean, they fought for rights. Women fought for rights. Women's rights.
I'm not talking about that. Like a movement for, and then let's see. Let me try to make this more clear. Like,
World War Two. World War Two.
Jessica.
Society at large.
Jessica. Who defeated the 300 Greeks? Who defeated the 300 Greeks in Rome? Who defeated the Greeks in Rome?
What are you getting at?
A tribe of women whipped the baddest damn soldiers on the planet. So stop your bullshit.
Were you there to witness this and verify?
Okay, so, hold on.
I don't know about that. I watched the movie. I don't remember women killing them. I don't remember that. I mean, I'm sure the movie is just as reliable as any book.
It ain't a movie.
I don't know about that.
It's history. Check it out. It's what shapes the world.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And check this out. You know they say to the victor